Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few words about the winding down of another year. Oh my living God, 2012 is finally over. Getting through the past 12 months was like navigating a black diamond ski run in roller skates with the wheels rusted shut, while wearing a crib. It was the oil-soaked pelican of years, the year of living stupidly. Had the same connection to a constructive year of positive change that Truman Capote had to mule skinning. So maybe we best confine our remarks to reflecting on all the good stuff that emerged from 2012. Okay, well, that was quick. Wait, got one. At least the election is over. Then again, they're already running for 2016, so we got that to look forward to, which is real similar to looking forward to having 5-year-old twins sit next to you in a cross-country drive with 2 new drums and an unlimited supply of sticks. For 4 years! You'd think they'd have the common human decency to wait till the guy was inaugurated, but no. What else is going on? Middle East, a mess? Check. Crazy people with guns? Check. Weather getting weird? Check. Congress unable to accomplish any sort of worthwhile task whatsoever, including differentiating between the gluteus maximus and yellow paint? Double check. Face it, these days, simply surviving is a big accomplishment. Continuing existence is the new victory dance. And then for a half a minute, you think about what kind of state the rest of the world is in, and everything else just kind of fades away, doesn't it? And although with great potential comes great responsibility, we also get a cheeseburger renaissance and pretty good coffee, which aren't half bad perks. So what do you say? Shall we give another year a shot? But just 365 this time around. Don't know about you, but that extra day this year kicked my butt. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.